Well, I've actually interviewed baggage, so.
All right, well, let's go. What do you got?
Okay, well, HARP was originally it's a high altitude oil research project. What the official version of it is that they're bouncing RF radiation off the ionosphere to come back down. And originally, they said that was to they were trying to use it to target missiles and take missiles out. That was the original idea on it.
Yeah, before the military took over.
It's based off of Tesla's technology. I think people should really understand that this is off stolen Tesla technology from when the man died. The CIA came in and took all of his steamer trunks, had all of his inventions, all of his notes, everything in it.
Right.
Family finally got him back. They didn't. They no longer. It wasn't complete. So
No,
anyway.
absolutely not. Bernard Eastland, that was his name, the guy that originally invented it. He was pretty much appalled by the fact that I just, sorry for jumping in real quick, but he was pretty much appalled by the fact that they wanted to turn it into a weapon. Once they seen what he had, they were like, "Oh, now we have a weapon,"
He
and he tried to distance himself from it.
was the one using it to gauge how far on the ground oil would be, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, they use that same technology in mobile trucks. When I was a kid, they were looking for oil out on our farm, and they brought a truck out, and that's what they did was they used this RF transmitter on the bottom of this big truck to put down frequencies, which everything on the planet has its own frequency. And if you can figure that frequency out, you can make it resonate, and if you give it enough power, it will resonate against itself and actually destroy itself. But anyway, they would put this down. Now, what they would do was would be putting this down into the ground at an ultra low frequency in the 1 to 5 hertz range. 1 to 5 hertz, and that's really low frequency. But the power, the intensity of it was only, I believe it was like 60 watts. That was all they really needed to put out. HARP, on the other hand, the last time I found out, it was something like 200,000 watts.
Oh no, what I heard, and I don't know if it was disinfo, because you've talked to people way closer to it than I have, but I heard it was like 3.6 million now or something.
They could have brought it up
Collectively,
to that.
collectively, when everything's turned on together at the same
Well,
time, you know?
Nick said that they are constantly adding on to that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they just keep adding on to it and adding on to it. Which I don't know how anybody could stand to be out there around that thing because they're running it just about every blasted day.
Isn't that the ultimate fear weapon, guys? I mean, something that they can control the weather, and they say maybe can even control your mind because
It's
supposedly it runs at the brain
a
frequencies.
death ray. It's a death ray. You know, it really is. It's
Yeah. Yeah.
your ultimate thing that you would see like back in G.I. Joe or something like that, or one of
Yeah.
these things where the bad guy gets a death ray, and that's what we have here, you know.
Well, I also know that, as far as earthquakes, obviously I have no firm proof on this, but I was monitoring HARP when the Haiti quake, the
Oh
New
yeah.
Zealand quake, and the Japan quake, and that thing was going at a huge intensity at 1.8 hertz on all three. And to the minute when that quake started, it was going at this huge intensity to the minute when the quake started, and then they shut it off.
It jumped up to 3.5, correct? Is that where it was during the Japan quake?
No, it was 1 point. Every time they've done the earthquakes, it seems to be consistent at 1.8.
Well, the other, because the other day it was around 1.9 to 2.0, and that was around the time we had these fast moving tornadoes, and there
Yeah.
was a quake in Japan. But I could have
I looked at
sworn
that.
Yeah, you're, I'm sure you're right, but for some reason I thought that the Japan quakes it was at 3.5, which would be the. But yeah, go ahead, continue, Mike.
But the well, on the when they were doing the thing with the I did notice that, and for days on end they had it right there around the, like you said, a 2.0 for these during these storms. But if you notice, the intensity was not. It was a constant stream, but it was not at the intensity that they use when they do earthquakes.
Right. Well, I think they hit deeper in the ionosphere. I mean, deeper into the ground from the, is what they do. They aim for deeper or something like that, isn't that?
Such a versatile thing.
It is. It really. It's
look at all the things it can do. It's unbelievable.
I wanted to say one thing too about it is I found it weird that we had a school shooting at the beginning of this too. And, you know, we never know with a school shooting nowadays, whether it's going to be, you know, just a Manchurian, it's going to be an MK or, just a kid on psychotropic drugs who went nuts.
Or just a news report that says it's a shooting.
Right. Or just an event, you know, just a fake event. However, I for some reason though, think this Ohio shooting, may have been real, and I think the kid may have been an MK Ultra type, just on psychotropic drugs. Because if you looked at the other day, there was a map put up, and it showed that 97% around like the eastern part of the United States, and Ohio was a big part of it too. This is on harpstatus.com. The whole thing, it really
you
makes
think they're
you
doing
wonder.
Mind control with it? Is that what you're saying? You think they might be using that to actually influence
people? I got something in on this. Also, if you have a low frequency, an electromagnetic frequency, an EMF frequency that's a low thing, it can cause paranoia. It can cause headaches and all kinds of different things. And if they were starting that thing up and he was sensitive to that particular
frequency,
that could have caused it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying you think it may be influenced. Mark, you got something on this? Oh, I thought I saw his mic light up.
Hello?
Mark, you here? Yeah. Hey, you have something you want to put in on this?
Actually, I stepped away for a second.
Oh, okay,
again,
okay.
I just
sorry.
Got
no,
back.
I just saw your mic light up. I didn't mean to call on you on the spot.
No.
Like
I
that.
Just, yep, yep, yep. No, I just put my headset back on a second ago. I got about 10 minutes left. I can do maybe a little less. Then I got to get going. But, hold on. Give me a once over. Where exactly are we right now?
Well, we were talking about Harp, and we were talking about it kind of got in. Justin kind of mentioned the school shooting that happened, and then you know I was kind of like, well, what do you mean? Do you mean that maybe they use like some sort of mind control? Because he was saying maybe it was like MK Ultra type thing with the kid. And I
there
said,
was. Are you
maybe,
saying there was? Wait. Did I miss something? Was there another school shooting real recently?
Ohio the other day.
Really?
To be honest,
okay, I'm almost glad that this happened.
Three dead.
Okay, I'm not glad that the shooting happened, but I'm almost glad that this happened. See, this is a good example. I have not been paying as much attention to the news lately as I usually do, clearly. I mean, you know, I'm up to speed on a whole lot of stuff. But over the last year that I've been saved, I've been spending less attention to the news, more attention to the Bible, and on studying up on apologetics type things and just learning the Word of God and getting into the Greek and trying to figure out, you know, what's all correct here about Christianity. So I want to say that because I know you guys are about to get into the counterintelligence aspect of the truth movement. So I want to say that although we do what we do, and we break down the counterintelligence of the truth movement, and we spend a whole lot of time doing research. Where I am right now in that kind of research is a product of like 7 years straight of hours upon hours every single week of, you know, rooting through conversations on, you know, everything from message boards to reading people's articles and listening to news reports and like...
Hey, Mark, let me interrupt you real quick. Let me tell you something. Mark is the most insane researcher. I saw him for about a year or two straight, did nothing but monitor Burmese.
But that's not the point. That's not the point. Okay. I'm not trying to, like, that's not the point of what I'm saying. All I'm saying, my point is, out of all the research that I've done in that, you know, realm of conspiracy and breaking down the counterintelligence within the truth movement to, like, you know, try to save other people who, because the reason I started doing that was once I found that Jones was dirty, I was like, okay, there's got to be more. And then I found that just about everybody was dirty, and I was like, okay, Jesus. But, so I wanted to save people, you know, obviously the trouble of going through the same, you know, painstaking nonsense that I had to go through to just be like, here, look, man, there's a pattern to this. Boom, boom, boom. So that's why I you know, started to put out, you know, the information that I did. But the point is that with all that research that I did, everything that I've learned within the last year has been 1,000 times more important. And the only reason that I even learned all that conspiracy stuff was so I could get saved. God used all. I had to understand that the people that run the planet worship the devil before you know what I'm saying? Before I could even allow the possibility of the Bible being true into my head, and not even being true, but just that maybe that there's like some legitimacy to it. But of course, I was like trapped in that paradigm of, well, the Bible had to have been changed, and it's like the telephone game, and I had all that zeitgeist stuff, you know, like still going on. I was wrestling with that. Then I came across Chris White, and I was like, whoa, he's got just an abundance of videos that, you know, refute all of that allegedly, you know, really intelligent, well-researched truth movement information, which is seriously nonsense. Not all of it. Most of the truth movement stuff is legit, but I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, allegedly debunking Christianity when they get all New Agey with it and
you
stuff.
You mean the New Age stuff, the Jordan Maxwell, the
exactly.
Yes, right.
That's
right, yeah.
That stuff is, you know, it's out there to deceive you. And I personally believe that David Icke and Jordan Maxwell, although, you know, it's hard to believe that they don't understand that at least some of the stuff. It's hard to believe that they themselves don't understand that at least some of the stuff they put out is nonsense. When you have spiritual beings telling you stuff that are clearly more powerful than humans are, and you don't understand the authority of Jesus Christ or how to test the spirits that you're dealing with, it's very, you know, likely that somebody's just going to go along with that and be like, look, it's this crazy being telling me what to do. It's got to be right. Yeah, like, even if some of the stuff doesn't, you know, either make sense or that it gets proven to be, like, whatever, you know, even if this world proves it nonsense by logic and whatnot, no matter how, you know, correct it seems, this other thing has to be right because it's this crazy spiritual being and it couldn't possibly be wrong. You know, they have that kind of attitude about it, and it's just, you know, it's unfortunate because a lot of them, I believe, are deceived themselves, but then you have other people who clearly know exactly what they're doing, you know, people like Alex Jones, and, you know, maybe Icke knows exactly what he's doing, maybe Maxwell does, but I'm not as willing to say for sure with people like them that have these, you know, experiences with these supernatural beings as I am to say, you know, yeah, on Jones. But my point is, I've been digressing, my point is that within the last year of my life, what I've learned in the last year of my life, being saved, getting, you know, my life straight with God, and, you know, learning the deeper things of the Bible, not just, you know, not just the gospel, but understanding, you know, the Old Testament and getting to know, like, refutations of people's ideas that the Old Testament God was just vengeful and bloodthirsty and, you know, like, which is all false. That's all just nonsense. But the point is that all of that conspiracy research just was to lead to me being saved. So if there's anything that anybody can take from any of this, just don't forget that the people that started this research were Christians debunking the satanic and exposing the satanic.
Variants.
What, you know, this whole thing is about. So don't lose
track. I'll tell you what.
You know, if you Mark, don't believe, yeah, go ahead.
That end of it was actually pretty easy for me because I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and then I went the other direction after I was in the Navy and became a black witch, and then until it almost killed me. And then I got saved out of that. But, you know, when it comes to the spiritual end of it, I understand totally where you're coming from. And these people that are in charge of all of this are extreme Luciferians, to the point to where one of the bloodlines actually sets a place for Lucifer at the head of their table with food. And this is confirmed.
Correct.
So, you're right there. I mean, you got to get down. Once you get down to can swallow all of the conspiracies that are true and understand the end game and all of it, you just realize, for me, I've realized that, you know, God's sitting back and he's allowing a lot of this stuff to go on because he has to let Lucifer have his season like he was promised from the original, the original sin.
Indeed, indeed. Right, well, guys, that's praise the Lord that you got saved, man. That is fantastic. I would love to hear your testimony sometime if you don't have it out. I'd love to interview you and, you know, record it, either put it on podcast,
sure, or,
you know, whatever you want to do. But that's fantastic, man. Well, you guys, I just want to say goodbye. I got to get out of here. But, all right,
Mark,
thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for coming on, man. Really, really appreciate it. And I really do hope you can come on another time. Anytime you're available, if you want to come on, we're going to be on every Sunday night at 10:30 right here. So,
yeah, great. Mark, it was always a pleasure. We always do good work together.
We were talking about trying to get you on, actually.
Yeah, look forward to hearing some more from you in the future. Definitely.
Sure. Yeah, you guys, I believe you have me on Facebook. I know Justin does. Brian, if you don't, add me. And, yeah, just send me a message or whatever. I'll send you a message. Justin will figure it out. And either, you know, in a week or 2 weeks or something like that, I should have time to get on. All right.
You got a website or anything you want to plug before you get off so people know how to find you? Or are you just kind of relaxing right now or whatever?
I have a lot of stuff that I'm actually working on. I'm not going to say anything about it yet.
Okay, that's cool. Whenever you want, just tell me. You know what I mean? I'll put it up and, you know, let everybody know.
Right.
That's cool.
Once I launch some stuff that I've been working on, I'll let you guys know, and, you know, I can come on and plug everything. Right now, where I'm at, everybody, you're going to want to go to youtube.com/ We Are Change Oshkosh. Oshkosh is Oshkosh. And We Are Change is exactly how it would be spelled. And other than that, you can check out youtube.com/ Derek in the Midwest. Derek is D-E-R-E-K. That's where most of my Alex Jones work is located. And, that's pretty much it. Then I got my Facebook, which is just my name, Mark Youngworth. So
Mark is the rogue We Are Change chapter, the one that refuses to give up that name, even though he sticks out.
Actually, I want to clarify that right now.
Okay,
actually, no. I'm done with We Are Change. The only reason I still have a We Are Change YouTube channel is because you can't change the name, and I have so many videos up there right now that I don't have loaded to another channel yet. So once I get all
of
these videos on
a
channel where I can load them all, I will have a new YouTube channel, but I'm not a We Are Change. I don't run a We Are Change chapter anymore. You know, I'm no longer affiliated with We Are Change technically. And that's not because, you know, they removed my thing from the list. That was my plan since I decided to do the Derek in the Midwest thing and then eventually, you know, come out and, you know, bust We Are Change like that. So that's basically how that works out. So no, I'm no longer doing the We Are Change thing. I now understand how they run the entire organization. And I don't really want to be affiliated with whatever they're going to do.
We hear that, man. I hear that totally.
Yeah. All the
Mark, it was a pleasure, man.
Something bad's going to happen, is all I know.
Mark, can I just say one more thing? Can I just say one thing before you bounce? One thing. You know how you said, you know, you used to, for 7 years, you did what you did because you wanted to help people and tell them, hey, this is what it is. Boom, 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 boom. Don't waste your time with these people. Some of your videos really helped me. They really helped me fully awaken and see through some of these frauds.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank you for that because your video real thorough,
man. Mark, Brian is a newbie. He's only been awake for like about 2 years. And he's blown through all the material.
Not even a year and a half.
Oh, that's cool.
Not even a year and a half.
Fast.
I'm a dictator.
But all right, yeah, I know you got to get out of here, but thanks a lot, man. I already friended you. Anytime you want to come on, just hit us up, buddy. We'd love to have you on, man.
Sounds good, man. It means a lot to me to hear, you know, that my work is able to do what it does for people out there when they see it. So
it was huge. I really share that with everybody. So that's, you know, I pass that video around all the time, dude, all the time.
Mark, it was a total pleasure to meet you, man.
Likewise, gentlemen. I'm sure we'll all talk again. I'll see you later. Right. Bye, everybody.
And guys, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real News Radio.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated to. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell, but you can't see the bar. You think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us modern day slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the crowd, so won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us modern day slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, I won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you sit the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you sit that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice their children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us modern day slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, I won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during the brief break. We are back, and I am still here with Justin Cook and Mike Hall. You heard Mark Youngworth earlier with us, and he had to take off for the night. Mike, Mike, you're still here with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. All right. What do you guys... What do you guys want to get into now? You still got a little more to Hop to talk about, I think. I think we should still some stuff we need to talk about as far as Hop goes. But, Justin, was there anything else you wanted to get on before we get back to that?
Let's finish up with the Hop. Might as
well,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me see where I was. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about you said you, why don't we actually start by telling people who Dr. Nick Begich is, and then give us a little brief summary of your interview with him. I mean, that's pretty big interview.
Okay. It was one of my best ones that I ever had. The man is incredible. You ought to try getting him on because one, he's very magnanimous about his time. He enjoys doing these radio shows. But the other thing about it was he was just so packed full of information. He wrote a book called Angels and made a video called Angels Don't Play This Harp, and then Angels Still Don't Play This Harp. He lives up there in Alaska near Harp, and he's done all kinds of research on it, monitoring it, all kinds of things like that. He's trying to figure out every single last little aspect of it. I'm convinced the man could actually build one himself if he wanted to. But we got to talking, and he, one thing that we got onto is this same technology. Everything has its own frequency, and if you find the right frequency, and Tesla proved this with a little thing about the size of a large matchbox. It had a little hammer in it, and he could adjust the frequency of that little hammer, and he attached it to a steel beam on his building in New York and kept playing around with it till he found the right frequency to where the beam would actually resonate back onto itself, and he almost brought the whole building down from a little bitty box.
Like a vibration, right? Like a frequency?
Yeah.
Yeah. He calls an earthquake on his block, pretty much.
Yeah, the police that were a block away came down and told him to knock it off because it was shaking their building, too.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That guy was a genius.
The theory behind it is if you find the right frequency, once this frequency is running through this beam, it will start actually resonating back on itself, and it will shake it and actually tear it apart. Right down to a molecular level, it'll tear the thing apart. Now, this is the same thing that they're doing with HARP, using it at these high intensities on the ground. They know the different frequencies for the different types of earth. You know, the different types of rock and sediment and they can sit there and hit these things with this, and if you ever watch before an earthquake with HARP on the HARP monitoring, they will be doing this for a week or two before the earthquake actually happens. And what they're doing is they're creating that same thing of making the resonation back on it onto itself to where it finally causes the earthquake. And that's how it works.
Wow.
Now, where a humanitarian way of using HARP-type technology was a man named Royal Raymond Rife, who made he made a special microscope to where he could look at live pathogens. And then he was using the same thing with a radio frequency on different pathogens, and he actually tracked all kinds of different pathogens, including cancer, to where he could adjust that to where it would make the cancer cell actually just go poof. And he had something like 13 terminally ill cancer patients. These are people that were dying from cancer and cured all of them 100%.
And this is in the 1940s.
30s.
Right.
Actually, 1930s. And the man lived for a long time. His research was debunked. The man lived for a long time. He was a drug addict and an alcoholic and lived till he was pretty dang old. But he kept using his machine on himself. So even though he was a drunk and a drug addict, he still lived a real long time because he kept using the machine on himself. But, that's just one way how this same technology can be used for good, but of course our government and our military and the elite want to use it to set up for their agendas and cause these earthquakes and
exactly. They could be used for so much good. They could be so much good they could be used for, Mike. Like to bring rain to places that are in droughts, or to just do so many things that could help people, man. You know? They don't want to. All the Tesla energy they suppress. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's people on YouTube, Mike, that are making videos, okay, building things with Tesla technology. So this stuff's out there, man. Like, it's been out there for so long, all right? This guy built a car in, like, the 1940s that ran off free energy that went over 90 miles an hour, okay? In the 1940s, you're telling me these motor companies can't build cars that go just as fast and just as good as these ones but just run on free energy? Of course they could. Of course they could.
Yeah. Well, I think it's part of the reason we're in Afghanistan is the largest cache of lithium on the planet is there.
Big
of course,
reason.
That's what they make the lithium ion batteries out of for electric cars.
Cell phone batteries. Absolutely.
I think that's why they've been suppressing the electric car is until they can get control of that cache of lithium.
And sell it, right? Get it all, sell it all, make the trillions of dollars, and then you come out with the free energy. But they probably still won't come out with it.
That's what wars are for, stealing resources.
Isn't it unbelievable, man? It's like hoarding resources. They don't care about people, man. Where are their decency? You know, if the people
Okay. You're under the impression that they actually think of us as people, but they don't. These are Kissinger's terms, not mine.
You're right,
they consider us, the elite consider us either biological machines or useless eaters, and the only use for useless eaters is for spare parts for the biological machines.
Mike,
so
I'm
going to
interrupt you. We're getting
off.
The call. Mike, we're getting the call.
Okay.
I'm going to put the call on. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Hey, call, you're live on Real News Radio. Hello?
Sound like they hung up.
I think they did. Are you still there, caller? Oh, they hung up on us. All right, Mike, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's no really other way to do it but interrupt you when they call.
Well, right. Well, the thing with biological machines is if they, like on 9/11, they killed off 3,000 people there. To them, they didn't kill off 3,000 people. They scrapped 3,000 pieces of machinery that are replaceable.
The useless eaters. They got rid of 3,000 useless eaters.
Well, the biological machines, but... To put this in perspective, folks, to put this into perspective, if you have a malfunctioning, you know, while murder is irrehensible, nobody thinks twice about tossing a laptop that's not working correctly. Or, you know, if you're working on your car, nobody thinks twice about taking a piece of... A part out of it that's malfunctioning and tossing it in the garbage. This is the same mentality that these elite have about us.
It's true.
So there's where your decency goes. It goes right out the window because they're in their own minds, in their point of view, they are not killing people. They are scrapping a piece of machinery.
And do you think money really is the root of all evil, and that's what causes most of these people? They just care about money and not people. I believe that, you know. And I'm not a religious person like Mark earlier, but you know I do believe some things are kind of like as the old sayings go, or whatever. Like you know, money being the root of all evil. I mean, I strongly believe in that. Go ahead.
Here's my opinion on that, and that's money is just a tool for them. Money is a tool for control. Their main drug they get off on is power. You know,
I call it a byproduct.
In control.
Money is a byproduct because I mean, when you get up to like the Rothschilds' estimated worth of 500
billion, how much can you have? I mean, it doesn't matter. You buy whatever you want anyway.
Money truly is not an object for them anymore. Or an option.
Exactly.
I mean, money.
So the only
when
thing,
they say
the
money
is
no option,
is
they really
control.
Mean it.
To run your life, that's like the ultimate rush for them. Think about it. You're like their little pawn. They already got the money, so they want to control your soul. They do.
Yep. Well, look who they work for.
I'm more and more buying into these, you know, Illuminati, you know, music type stories, because the more and more I hear it and I look into it, it really does seem like to make it in the music biz, you really got to be basically selling your soul to the devil. I mean,
you do. And that's the thing about that.
I don't know what that really means, but that's what it seems like you need to do. And I don't know if you can elaborate on that, guys. I'm new to that. I mean, it's kind of crazy, dude. What do you guys think?
I agree. I think that anytime you have somebody that gets a when they sign that big contract, it's pretty much like, you know, that is selling their soul for that big contract. And it sounds funny. But it's a lot of other things that they put in beside it. You know, they set you up with all these things and everything else, handlers and whatnot. You may not realize they're handlers at first. You may think they're bodyguards or whatever else. But also, to a lot of them, a lot of people in the music industry actually grow up mind controlled. You know, and a lot of these ones that come from Disney, that's no accident. That all these, you know, kids from Disney have all these problems later on in life, because it's their mind control going haywire.
Oh, they're at the center of the mind control.
Yes, Disney was very big into the occult. Was very, you know, 33 degree Freemason, definitely an Illuminati insider, whatever you want to call it. And he was a big proponent of this, and that's everyone that is out of his stable. Go ahead.
To the point, he built that underneath Disneyland. He made that entire city underground, and most of that is a programming place for the CIA.
Yeah, there's Club 33, but you're talking about the It's a Small World type thing.
One of the entrances are there. It's a small world. A lot of people don't realize that Disneyland has its own police force. The LA police are not allowed to even come in there, and more children are abducted at Disneyland that never get reported and disappear and are never seen of again.
Hello? Paulie, you're live on Real News Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I was just calling in about, you know, the music. I had recently bought this Jay-Z Master Mason thing on eBay.
At first,
you know, I watched it and I thought it was propaganda bullshit. But then you start watching it again and again and you see patterns. And I was just wondering, what do you guys think that we can do to open more people's eyes, spread the word? Because people are into their own lives. They don't give a shit about other people. So, you know, what can we do here, you know?
I think that the main thing that we can do is we can show these people what they're doing. In these videos, a lot of times are not the artistic displays that they are meant to be. A lot of times they're rituals. And I think by pointing that out to people, or pointing out, like, during the Grammys, during the Super Bowl, they had these, you know, occult rituals taking place right on, you know, right in the middle of them. I think the best thing we could do is to point people to sites like VigilantCitizen.com. You know, and you know, anywhere in the alternative media, you're going to find a lot of stuff. But I think they do a great job of breaking this stuff down. Lennon Honor Films on YouTube. But, you know, the main thing is awareness. You know, just keep spreading the awareness of it, and just, you know, let people know, hey, it's not just an act. It's something that these people are deeply involved in, and it's not just one or two of them. It's a scourge of the whole industry, and this is not just hip hop. This has been going back through rock and roll, through country music. Country music is one of the biggest ones where this goes on. You know,
Carla, you under the impression then that is how it is. Then it really is tied into these type of Illuminati type things to get into the music industry. Because I didn't buy into it at all at first, but the more and more I see, and the more interviews I watch, and the more things I hear, it's really all starting to point in that direction. Almost like you really have to sell your soul to get into this business.
Yeah,
is that the road? Is that what you're thinking now yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched all those crappy YouTube videos that don't show me anything.
Yeah, of course.
But as soon as I seen that Jay-Z, it's kind of like a, you know...
It's called Mason something? What is it? Is it it's a video?
It's called Jay-Z, the Master Mason.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know what he's talking about.
I bought it for like $2 on eBay. So, yeah, and at first I thought it was all bullshit. They were breaking down New York, or not New York, run this town, and Kanye West was throwing diamonds up. And
oh, so it's not put out by Jay-Z. It's somebody else put it out, and they're explaining to you that it's...
Yeah, yeah. When I first watched it, I was like,
I understand
right,
now. I'm like, wow, I can't believe he would put it out and call it that. But no, it's somebody else put it out, and they're showing. Yeah, if you look at that video, and I'm not, you know, I don't really know anything about this occult symbolism and stuff, and I'm just trying to kind of learn now. And I never really wanted to dive too deep into it, but it's just too much to ignore, guys. It's there. I'm admitting it's all around. You watch that Run This Town video, and this is, you know, growing up and, you know, my whole life. You know, Jay-Z's been my favorite rapper, so I've seen, you know, all of his stuff. And that Run This Town video, I mean, there's all types of occult symbolism going on. That thing looks like they look like they're ready to sacrifice somebody right there, don't they, Justin? With all their black hoods and their Masonic symbols and the flames, and it's really disturbing, kind of. When I first saw that video, I was like, what is going on here? And that was before I was awake, really.
That was one of the worst examples of it. Another one was Kanye West's Power video, and he totally has it's just a whole ritual showing the sword of Democles and just the Osiris. He's wearing Osiris piece around his neck. It's totally occult to the core. You know what's even crazier about all this is you know what's a good way to show people awareness wise is. Show him Dave Chappelle talking about a lot of the inside stuff. He doesn't get too deep into it. Cat Williams gets into it. Show it when these people are actually like admitting this stuff.
Seen an interview with him.
Yeah. A lot of the comedians, they expose it sometimes without even saying too much too. You know, like they walk that thin line as well. Chappelle, I think, was approached and actually turned him down, which is why his show got canceled a few years ago.
It's crazy how, you know, it didn't seem this bad, you know, maybe because we were younger. The world's getting a lot worse. People are just insane and greedy and I don't know.
The whole thing here is this all comes from social engineering.
It's about control again. Sorry, exactly. Justin. It's about control again. They want to control the message, caller, you know? They're not going to let – you could be the most talented guitarist in the world, but if you don't want to sell out to these people, then you know what? You might never even be heard, and they'll just put some crappy guy out there. They might not even really be – they might not even really be playing, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Well, the thing that was going on with Britney Spears when she did all that head-shaving thing, that was – because they love blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, and she's actually a brunette, but they kept her dyed blonde all the time, and long hair. And the first thing she did once her programming really did start breaking down was go in there and shave her head, and that was a reaction. That was just a thing to show them. It was like, hey, I'm awake. I know what you're doing. And
handlers.
Yeah. And then Lindsay Lohan, who was also in the same Mickey Mouse Club, the last Mickey Mouse Club, by the way. She was I think she's more strong willed than they'd like.
Yeah.
Because her programming keeps breaking down. And I think eventually here they're gonna end up offing her because they can't keep her programmed.
Well, yeah, then they want us to think that they're nuts. The media portrays them. Oh, she's all right. She's just having a nervous breakdown right now, shaving her head.
Drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything spinned, and it's frustrating.
And it's
like, oh.
If you notice, the quote-unquote rehab that Britney went to was called the Morning Star Rehab.
I didn't know that. Holy shit.
Yeah. And of course, Morningstar being another name for Lucifer.
Yeah. Right.
But she went in there, and when she came out, she was, like, perfectly fine, went back to performing and touring like absolutely nothing happened.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, I buy into the whole, you know, Whitney Houston ritual thing, but, you know, you got to know there's a lot of weird things going on with that, like how they still had the party there when she was dead in the bathtub. And, you know, not only that, just the timing of, you know, and I don't know a lot about this, so when I'm wrong here, I want Michael, Justin, one of you guys to jump in and correct me, but didn't the Madonna thing, wasn't that a seven-day type ritual, and then 7 days later, Whitney Houston died, and she was the sacrifice of the ritual, or something like that? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying what's out there, guys, you know?
I know Madonna is majorly into Jewish cabal, which is
Did you see her performance? I mean, that was like, that was Run This Town times 10.
Yep. she wore the crown of Hathor, and also she had dancers, you know, straight up Baphomet. The whole thing was very esoteric. You know, the thing as far as it goes with Madonna, like Mike was just saying, she's a Kabbalah high priestess. I'll let him get into it more. But yeah, totally. She's also, if you notice, Britney is also into the Kabbalah as well. A lot of the Hollywooders, if you look at them, they're either into Kabbalah, Scientology, which is another controlled religion, you know, or you know, any one of these occult religions. So I mean, it's. Or, you know, Catholics, a.k.a. the Jesuits and Knights of Malta, or, you know, Zionists. So pretty much it's all, you know, one or the other. But go ahead, Mike. Get on to the Kabbalah.
With her being Jewish Kabbalah, Jewish Kabbalah is extremely old black magic.
Right.
I mean, this really goes back long, 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 long time before a lot of things. She has tattoos on her hands for different Kabbalah situations. The deal with Britney, she being an MK Ultra, they may have her being used as a ritual object. If you look at the thing where they had Madonna and they did Like a Virgin and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, you know, that was a whole ritual thing too, where, you know, they were giving Britney the okay to no longer be a virgin, because it was shortly after that she started doing her thing. And then they turned it over to Christina. And Christina's
doing her thing for a long time.
yeah, she'd been doing her thing for a long time, but she was released, and if you notice, right after that, that's when her career really started shooting off. She was on the cover of all the magazines and the, you know, Cosmopolitan and this and that and the other. I mean, it was right after that she really started shooting off.
Katy Perry is another one. You know, and that's the thing. All these people, you know, a lot of them, if you look at them, like Katy Perry's, they crash and burn before, and then they realize, okay, I'm going to do what I got to do and sell my soul and go with the agenda. And now they, you know, they have them dressing like sluts. They have them, you know, doing whatever they want to do, always, you know, showing off the Eye of Ra, the Eye of Horus when they pose and, you know, giving them one eye. Yeah, it's totally. Now, see, I'm going to explain something to the people out there that don't understand this, what they're doing when they're doing this. When these people have a concert and they perform a ritual, everybody that's in the stands, everybody that's watching at home, that excited energy that you get, they feed off of this. And that's what it is. When you feed into their negativity, it's like energy vampires. So they're going and they're taking everyone that's in the crowd when Jay-Z's performing, and he's got you throwing up the rock, which if you look at the rock symbol, it's the same symbol of Aleister Crowley's secret society known as Ordo Templi Orientis, which is the OTO, one of the most powerful secret societies there is. When he has you throwing up the rock and chanting with him, you're actually involved in a ritual. You're giving your power to it. And, you know, you don't have to believe in it, but just you doing that is giving them Their handlers and the people that are also involved in this, it's giving them that power, and they feed off it. And the whole thing is, you know, that's one of the main things how these people operate. Go ahead, Mike.
And what helps them get those people in that crowd into that type of thing? Here we go back to frequencies, but they're using those bass beats. And if you really watch it, they're using a heterodyne bass to where one of the bass is actually almost below audible, human audible. But they feel it. And that is to put, they use these different frequencies to put people into general moods, and they can actually use those beats to put people into a almost a hypnotic trance-like state. Even though they don't realize it, they're going along with the music and doing all their thing, but they're even more into this ritual because they don't even realize it because they've been put into an altered state of mind.
Right.
So
and at the same time, many people are taking, you know, different types of drugs and whatnot, which is also sorcery. So, you know, it all comes down to. Like for example, like Led Zeppelin and groups like, you know, this, like I said, it didn't just start with hip hop. This has been going on for, forever. So ever since music was popular.
Rock bands forever. Yeah.
Let me break this one thing out, and then I'll let you continue on to what you're saying. In fact, most people don't realize the Tavistock Institute actually brought the Beatles over here. Tavistock Institute is that's what they do, social engineering, and that's what they did. They brought the Beatles over here, and that was their way to get kids, to go with their way of controlled opposition against the war, against everything else, but it was controlled, so they would never find out who the real power was. They were just protesting a war. They weren't protesting, you know. At the same time, they were also getting to the New Age stuff. They're also getting into the sex, drugs, and rock and roll type stuff, and there never got to be a real anti-war movement that got to the bottom and figured out, hey, you know, who the real lead is. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, well, you're right on that, and it did start back during the Rock Ages with all that. But once they figured out about the bass and what they can do with that bass and the ultra-low frequencies was when they really started. That really started, about the mid '80s, actually.
What is that frequency? Is that 432? Or is that the good one? There's a good one, and there's one that your body should be operating at, and there's one that they intentionally make songs at that.
There's an actual number on it.
There's one frequency
down like that.
Right.
There's one frequency that'll make you feel good. There's another frequency that'll, and this is going progressively lower in the frequency range, and I'm not sure the exact numbers.
Did you ever see any effects of these weapons, Mike, when you were in the military? Did you ever see them used on somebody? Maybe not in person, but seen the long-term effects or the short-term effects of a group of people that something like this was used on?
No. No, that wasn't my department.
Actually, I've seen on the military channel, they have new Hummers with
sound cannon type thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things will pierce you, make your ears bleed, kid. I mean, it's brutal, you know?
Yeah.
And when we were at the 9/11 Truth thing, the 9/11 10th anniversary, there was an SUV parked right there. Department of Homeland Security, it said it was all boxed off, and it sat there, and who knows if they were probably shooting low rays at us all day long, you know, the protesters sitting there, hitting us with stuff, and actually a pregnant girl came by, and people said, you know, I would get out of here if I was you. I don't know, you know,
they might be trying to keep you docile, all types of stuff. Why not? They put it in the water. I'm sure they put it in the sound cannon.
Or even not only that, not make you docile, make you crazier so that you fight with each other and look like nuts. You know?
Because they got the what's that word I'm looking for? When the cops dressed up like the protesters and smash windows.
Did that G20 kind of thing.
Yeah,
they
give
it
a
black anarchists, but they're not
no,
really
another
anarchists.
Word. It begins with a P. I can't think of it right now. Oh, Jesus, why is it escaping my mind? That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, no.
Exactly. Go ahead, Mike.
They will use these frequencies. One of them will make you feel everybody be in a good mood. The next one down will make everybody into a, actually turn everybody on, sexually. And then another one even further down will put them into this altered state of mind. If you keep going down, lower and lower, especially the frequencies that are inaudible, those can cause heart attacks. They can cause people to riot. They can cause people to basically, some of them just to drop dead. There's a death frequency there.
The Black Eyed Peas are the perfect example. Will.i.am actually broke it down. He finds sounds that are going to make you happy and respond.
And puts them in the music?
And puts it in the music. He actually researches what sounds make people happy, what kind of bass settings, all that, and puts it on the record, and, they have huge monster singles, Before that, they were an indie rap band.
And that's their trick. They use mind control.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I mean, I don't doubt it.
You want to look at some music crap. Look at Lady Gaga.
Oh,
flat
my God.
Out. I mean, this is the most blatant.
Yeah, she's blatant. Bad. And yeah, she is. She is. And she's. Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. She's such a tool bag.
Yep.
I mean, really. Really, if a girl can be a tool bag, she's a tool bag, right? What do you think, Justin?
Gaga's the worst. Gaga is a complete.
She's the worst.
It's there to just and here's the thing. I don't have anything against gay people or anything like that, but she is there to promote an alternate. This anti-family lifestyle. This anti.
In a monosexual way,
right?
There is no sexual gender at all.
Exactly. And she brings it into the transhumanist level as well.
Oh yeah, when she dresses up and she looks like Danny LaRusso.
totally. Like robot sex and shit. It's really, really weird the stuff that they get into. I wanted to bring up one thing, and this goes back a little bit as far as this goes too, and that was the testimony of John Todd, where he talks about early on, in the music business, and he was associated with a lot of different acts, including David Crosby and a lot of other people. Anyway, he talked about how when they were printing out the master copies, they would actually have like a satanic priest in the room. That would go and bless all the so-called bless or put a spell on all the copies that went out.
They had an altar room in every recording studio for the major labels had an actual altar room.
Wow. One of you guys needs to go to tools and go to options and just mute the sounds because we keep hearing your chat chime. I don't know if it's you, Mike, or Justin, or the caller, somebody.
My sound's off.
Yeah, mine too.
It's all right. Well, it's not even a big deal. It's just we keep. It's you know what I mean. We keep.
Yeah, it's been the whole show. I've been hearing it, but yeah, no big deal. What do we want to get into now, or do we want to finish up?
I know you wanted
to
mention. No. We could go for like another 20 minutes. You said you could do 1:30, right?
Yeah, 1:30 is fine with me.
Can we do? Do you want to mention Breitbart? I just want to ask the caller real quick. Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from Brantford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay, awesome, man, that's great.
Okay, so obviously you know me then.
Yeah, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave? How you doing? But I had a feeling it was you.
Yeah, I love the show.
Oh, thanks. Glad you called in, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We got a lot of people listening tonight. I want to thank everybody. Go ahead, Dave. What are you gonna
say? If Justin, you want to take a look at that DVD, let me know.
Yeah, sure.
The Jay-Z thing.
Yeah, throw it on.
I do
throw
too,
it on
man.
My,
I want to see that too.
Throw it on my Facebook.
All right, I'll upload it tonight.
Cool. Cool.
All right, guys. Great show. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
dude.
For
we'll
calling
be back
in,
on
Dave.
Next Sunday. Same time, 10:30 Eastern.
I'll be there.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, so that was Dave calling in from Dave from Connecticut.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But I was saying I wanted to get into the Breitbart thing. Here's the thing. Now you guys may disagree with me, you know, but I totally feel this thing is whether it's a smokescreen, whether it was a contrived event or not. The thing to me is it does not seem likely that the elite would take out a guy like this, and I think it's part of a thing to start throwing Obama under the bus. Not that Obama is any good for us or anything else, but he's served his purpose. He's wrecked the country, you know, or he as a puppet. They've wrecked the country another 4 years with him supposedly at the helm, and now we're on to what we talked about before with the gold standard. And most likely Ron Paul being the next guy. So my opinion on this is with Breitbart supposedly coming out with this info on the first, which why didn't he do it right? You know, it just doesn't make any
sense. That makes no sense.
So
let me just interject one thing. It makes no sense, Justin, just because if you're going to come out with something on somebody, you don't say, oh, I'm going to come out with it on this date so they can wipe you out. And especially when you're coming out with dirt against the president of the United States.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. I just didn't want to lose that thought.
No, no problem. I'm glad you said that. You know, I think the whole thing, you know, there's so many things. You're actually the one that brought that to my attention and made me think even more of it because I was already on this level. And, you know, and I'm looking, like we said, you know, most, you know, the three of us, I think, all agree that Jones is COINTELPRO, at least for the most part. And if you look at his site, that's all there is really right now is Breitbart and Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that the whole thing right now is to go and push more of the same agenda that they've been doing, and at the same time, get some more you know people behind, you know, away from the Obama crowd. And,
how much do you think they laugh when all the truthers go down and register Republican? I mean, they must be rolling over, just dying laughing.
I think it's hilarious that anyone that knows half the stuff that we know would even go down and register as Republican, Democrat. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, if you want to go vote, that's fine, dude. We're not going to tell you not to go vote, but don't go vote. Yeah. That's basically selling your soul, you know?
Right.
Maybe I'm taking it to the extreme, but that's basically going against pretty much – if you're part of what we do and the research we're into, I mean, that pretty much goes against everything you should be about, I would think.
Well, that's like what I was –
you're giving
that's like what I was saying earlier. Yep. Brian, when it was just me and you, you know, I don't understand why people cannot understand the difference between an appointment that the Congress and the presidents are appointed, not elected, and the whole thing of appointed is just out of their reach. The elections are nothing more than a pacifier for the masses to complete an illusion that they get to participate and they have a choice.
Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better. It's a
exactly, the president is no more than a you know than the face. That's
spokesman.
All he is. Yeah, he's exactly just a spokesman. You know, and I don't know. I mean, you know, the whole thing about Breitbart, though. You know, it doesn't make sense either that he would wait until 3.5 years into this presidency. A lot of this stuff, if you look at it, guys like Wayne Madsen had uncovered a lot of this stuff the first couple weeks. And not only that, but Bill Ayers, you know, he said this stuff will destroy his career. Bill Ayers, to me, I don't know. I don't think he's this socialist mastermind that the right media makes him out to be, to where video of him would damage his credibility, and especially with the left who already knows about that. So I don't think, you know, I know there might be other stuff, but I think the most damning thing you could say about Obama is the fact that he was a CIA guy. And the fact, you know, the fact that we don't know where his true, you know, beginnings are.
I got one more point about the Breitbart supposedly being killed. You know how we were just saying, you know, you would at least, you know, not only not give a date, you would at least leak a little bit out if you are going to say you have stuff on them. That way you're a little bit protected so they know you're serious. But the other thing is, dude, they killed him exactly on that date. What if they kill him a couple days before at least? Are they going to wait exactly till the date he said he's going to leak it out? What if they're too late? You know what I mean? What if he leaked it out at 8 in the morning? You know what I mean? What time did they kill him? Did they kill him right at 12:01, right after the stroke of midnight on the 1st? No.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, I know that's a small thing, but you got to think about it, right? If this guy's going to come out on the 1st and you're going to wipe him out before the 1st, aren't you going to wipe him out before the 1st and not on the 1st? Makes it seem more symbolic than an actual killing.
Yeah, and now here's another thing, too. Now, you have all these... So, now, here's the thing about Breitbart. Now,
yeah,
this guy...
Us, I don't even know the damn guy.
He was a face. That's all he was. He was there. He used to go and battle with the Bill Maher's and the Jon Stewart's. You know, and the main thing he was known for was sticking out Anthony Weiner. You know, he was a part of all that thing. But the main thing here, though, is we have a war-loving Zionist that never met a war he didn't like. You know, this guy was totally, you know, he was totally in the left-right paradigm, which is something, you know, and to have people, you know, on different websites saying this brave activist and this and that. And, you know, to me, I don't buy it. And I think that either the guy died of a regular heart attack or it's a phony event and the guy's still alive and in the Caribbean somewhere sipping Mai Tais. You know, and I mean, we have to get evidence to prove this stuff, but those are just my hunches on this situation. And I think a lot of people are flying off the handle with this, and I think a lot of that has to do with the sensationalism.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people saying, was Breitbart the first victim of the NDAA under Obama?
Exactly. That's exactly the stuff I'm talking about. You know, yeah, it's... NDAA is disgusting, but come on, do you really think you're gonna use it against Andrew Breitbart? No, the guy was an establishment whore. You can find his stuff on, you know, he was a frequent guest on like Hannity, you know, and Bill O'Reilly and guys. You know, this guy was not an enemy of the state. You know, so I mean, if you believe that it's all a joke, politics is all a joke, then, you know, why would this guy be an enemy? You know, and think about it. He didn't even go, like, a guy like Lou Dobbs, who at least went out on the ledge and, like, you know, said some crazy stuff a few times. And, you know, I could see him, but even him, they just shot up his house and fired him. You know, a guy like Breitbart, I don't think they would have to do too much to put a scare in him, you know.
No, probably not, dude, you know. Like I said, dude, some things just don't add up, and I know maybe not everybody covers their traces, their steps the right way, but from what I hear... the guy was an intelligent guy, was he not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Okay, so, exactly. Isn't he going to protect himself? Is he really going to say, I got some crazy dirt on the president, but I'm not coming out till this date, and he doesn't give it to anybody else, he doesn't leak anything out to protect himself? I know, that just doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, please kill me.
Now you know what's even funnier now, too? They're setting up a longer scandal with this, too. So now you think that there's this extra big murder and cover-up going on. Because now they're not releasing the tapes until another 10 days or something. So now you hear all this stuff. Oh, they're being edited and this and that.
Who's got the tapes, supposedly?
Supposedly his own people do. And they're waiting 10 days to let him out.
Now, what does he mean when he says he's got video of the president palling up with silver ponytails? What's a silver ponytail? That's a word for a communist, people are saying?
I never. I don't
know. That's what he said in the video. I'll get the video while you guys talk. Yeah, I'll get it.
I don't either.
What, Mike?
I'm guessing. Bill Ayers, and other supposed big socialists or whatever. Now, Bill Ayers was known. He was the Weather Underground guy that supposedly tried to bomb was the Pentagon or something back in the 70s, and you know, and not for nothing. Not that I really, you know, would look up to someone for doing that, but I don't know. You know, that's the part of the thing. It's more of the Fox News Obama. They want to paint him as this anti-establishment guy when he's always been this CIA type. You know, he wasn't a community leader. He's a Manchurian, you know, puppet type.
I got the clip. We're just gonna play. Okay. I'm just gonna play it real quick. It's just like 30 seconds of Breitbart.
Yeah.
All right, hang on right here. I just had it. Here it is.
And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you. Why? To show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money from real capitalists who gave it on to their children and their children's children, and then they become communists. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. That's a parenthesis. Barack Obama is a radical. We should not be afraid to say that.
It's got 1 minute.
Okay?
Let me pause it real quick, guys. Guys, who's Bill Dorn and Bernadine Dorn?
I don't know, but my guess by silver ponytail, he's talking about a couple old hippies.
Okay.
That's what he means by silver ponytail.
It's got 1 minute left, guys. We'll just finish it. It's got about 80 seconds.
Yep, finish it up.
And Barack Obama was launched from Bill and Bernadine's salon. I've been there. It became a self-evident truth to me that there's zero chance that this incredible chef did not cook many a meal for Barack Obama. Don't tell me ABC, CBS, and NBC I don't have the that I can't posit that theory, because it's a self-evident truth. Just like it was a self-evident truth that he was with Jeremiah Wright, and just as it's a self-evident truth that when he was at Harvard, he was advocating for the worst of the worst to join the faculty. Radicals. Radicals at Beirut on the Charles. And that is who's in the White House, and that's who's outside right now telling you you don't have a right to be here, and who would squelch your free speech just as easily they do at Harvard, Vassar, Yale, Wesleyan. They're a bunch of totalitarian freaks.
I got something I got to interject here. This is finishing up right now anyways. This sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me, man, you know? Hold on, let me plug. Let me suck this in. Doesn't this sound like a bunch of horse crap to you?
It's nothing compared to the real truth, the Barack Obama CIA pass and the hidden stuff. This is just fluff. That's all that is. I totally agree, Bri.
I mean, just listen to the terms he's using and the things he's saying, and how, oh, like they're going to lose the White House to communists. It's just a bunch of nonsense, man.
Yeah,
it's definitely scripted, that's for sure. Yeah, man,
It's just like saying that Muslims are going to take over the country with Sharia law. I think it's just as bad. I think it's one of these like, I guess you would say right wing fringe types that you know, some people would call me a right wing fringe type for just saying Obama, you know, was a Manchurian or whatever. But you know, the real types that think that believe that there's a right wing and a left wing and hate all these liberal, you know, that's what these people think. The people that don't even research it, they just hear it on Glenn. This is Glenn Beck stuff is what that is. You know, there's so much more of the truth about him with Geithner's father in Pakistan being a CIA agent and not attending Columbia. I do believe he did attend Harvard, and that's where he got to know Kissinger. But, you know, these are things he just left out. He could have just... But no, why didn't he stick out Kissinger and Brzezinski and the real puppet masters? Go ahead.
Obama's got Rothschilds in his background. And when you have somebody like that, then he's been groomed to be exactly where he's at.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody's disagreeing with that. Absolutely.
From since he was just a little kid. I mean, I saw somebody post something today in one of the blogs I do he had this struggle and they never had any money and they blah, 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 blah. He was globetrotting.
Nobody that had a struggle is the president.
He was globetrotting. Yeah, they were struggling so hard. He was taking all these trips overseas and getting into the best damn schools there are out there.
Well, here's the thing too, is that people don't understand is that every relationship his mother was ever in, his mother was a CIA paid floozy, pretty much.
Oh, hell yeah!
And she would.
Hell, she may have been an MK herself.
She was a total MK. Her father actually has links back to he was military, and the base that he was at was totally into MK. And those were the grandparents that actually did raise him when he was in Hawaii. The whole thing too, where she met his father, where she met his stepfather, Lolo Satoru, was at the East West Center in Indonesia. And the whole thing about it there was that was they were attempting to protect President Suharto, who was getting overthrown. By the populace, and they went and trained these troops. Well, she went over and Lolo Satoru was his second or third in command, and she went over and got together with him and helped the CIA, get a foothold there.
Infiltrate.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You guys know that I know quite a few of these MKs, and from talking to them, and one of my friends is actually a Project Monarch. She was an Eve, and in other words, she was being used for breeding. This is why anymore now, when I start hearing stuff like that, you know, and he started talking, that's why I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't an MK. You kind of get after a while where you can kind of pick this stuff out by what they did, where they were at. From my understanding, her father was a Rothschild. Her real father.
I think it was on the it might have been the I think it was the mother's side. Well, the mother's side is like this. The mother's side goes back to what was his name? Marine Duval. Now Marine Duval has common ancestors with Dick Cheney, Truman. Robert E. Lee, Robert Duvall, the actor. There's a million other people that all are common on that side. I think Brad Pitt is another one. You know, all these people that happen to be, in the positions they are today, or have been in the past 150 years. I have heard what you're talking about, the Rothschild. I would guess that might be the mother's side. You could be right about the father, though. But either way, it is what it is, you know.
Regardless, he had a granddaddy Rothschild in his back pocket.
Yeah, well, they're known to do that. They spread their seed around to future leaders. That's what they've done for
oh yeah. Well, that's where Hitler came from too.
Exactly. Hitler. I believe Karl Marx was another one too. So I mean, you know,
Karl Marx and Stalin.
Right. Right. You know. So I mean, that's what they do. They have secret. They have these women that go end up being a so-called maid there or whatever, and they end up getting knocked up. They stay until they have the kid, and they send them off somewhere with a new last name or whatever else, and that's it. And a lot of times
those women are married already, but they're married to people within the program that know what's going on. And like my friend that's a Project Monarch, from the time she was ovulating, they were breeding her.
Wow. Serious? Well, I know.
And several of her kids are under some people. One of the guys has even done a fake death thing. And he was an actor. I can't remember the guy's last name right off the bat, but she showed me the guy and some of the movies he had been in and all that. And I got to get back with her because I've forgotten a lot of that stuff. But, you know, just to hear her talk about some of the stuff, she won't talk about it much now except to me. because she's trying to put it all behind her. She's putting her life back together, but in the meantime, she is a total targeted individual that will never let her have any kind of life. She lives in poverty. Anytime she gets a job, she's got some nights she'll feel weird and go to bed and get up the next day and have bruises all over from where they had accessed her.
Well, I know I've been in talks with a TI who hasn't come out yet, and I'm going to probably within 2 months she's going to be ready to tell her story.
Well, they'll come out of the woodwork, buddy. Let me tell you, after that, once I start doing shows on MKs and TIs, I have so many friends in that thing now because of just doing a show, and they get so happy that somebody that's not in the program actually understands what's going on with them.
Right, right, exactly. And also, too, she actually may have a, not her, but she's working with an inventor that actually may have a, some type of protection, and I'm not talking Faraday or anything like that. Something that actually, I don't know. I don't want to get too into it, but it actually goes down to smaller than nanotech. He's able to turn off the devices and whatnot. But
yeah.
But yeah. Well, eventually, this is probably gonna be within the next 2 months. So excited
yeah.
about that.
This guy, she knows this one guy that was able to have all of his implants removed, and as soon as there's an underground doctor that's actually trying to help these guys get from the older programs that have the actual implants, and every time they go and remove these implants, something happens to them to throw them into the hospital, like a car accident or something, and they're all put back in.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's why these people can't go to regular hospitals or whatever else. And if they, because, you know, once, and actually, one of the people I talked to, she's gone to hospitals actually, and they really did want to help her. They just didn't know how. There is not every hospital's involved with it. But the thing is, you know, a lot of military ones, a lot of the ones that are hooked up, you know, in certain areas where you have, you know, MIT or Yale around, you know, certain places like that, you know, most likely they're going to call up somebody who does know what's going on. And, you know, but yeah, it's a tough life. And I feel terrible for the targeted individuals I've talked to, some of the horror they've gone through, you know?
Well, yeah. And a lot of, you know, with these TIs, your heart goes out to them. And if you ever come across an MK that hasn't been reintegrated, and when I talk about reintegrated, I mean the multiple personalities, it's amazing to deal with them, too. One that I dealt with, I had came across 30 different personalities just talking to her. And over the year that I was dealing with her, and she finally did end up getting reintegrated. But when I first started talking to her, I'd be talking to her on Skype verbally, and another personality would be typing at the same time, and she wouldn't even be aware of the other one.
They were hitting her with the V2K.
Guys, it's hitting real late here, and I got to get up early for work too. So we're gonna have to wrap it up. But I wanna thank Mike. Mike Hall, I want to thank you a lot for coming on tonight. I appreciate it every time you come on. Thanks a lot, brother. And
okay.
Justin, as always.
Same with you.
It's great doing the show with you guys. We wanted to get into a couple other things that we didn't touch tonight because we're just out of time, guys. It's 1:30 in the a.m. over here. We're going to get into Bill Still a little bit next time and maybe a little bit of fractional reserve banking next week. We'll get into some other stuff, too, so we don't bore you too much with that stuff. But we'll have a lot of good stuff for you by next week. Justin, you got a final word you want to throw out there before we bounce out of here?
I just want to thank everybody for listening. Come back again next week and join us. Don't be afraid to call in. Thank Mike and Mark for coming on. We had some great guests tonight joining us. And pretty much, you know, that's it. You know, pay attention to our blogs at www.therealnewsonline.com, where you are right now if you're listening. And go ahead, Mike and Brian, take it away.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you got anything you want to
add? Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for allowing me to come on. Of course, you guys are always welcome to come on to my show, and that's on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. I started doing my show earlier now, to where I can do mine at 8 o'clock Mountain Time to 8. That'd be 10 o'clock Eastern now.
Okay, cool.
So it's 10 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Mountain time. America, here's your wake up call on Blog Talk Radio. And Justin and I always post it in Justin and Brian's groups. So
yeah, and I'll put it in the chat. I'll put it on the comments in a second. I'll put it in. Mike, throw it in the Skype chat for me, and I'll throw it in the comments. Thanks everybody for listening. We had a lot of listeners tonight. We had a few callers. We love when you guys call in. We're back on a regular thing now, guys. This is a regular deal with us. We are going to do every Sunday night at 10:30. That's going to be our regular schedule. We might switch it up, of course, maybe when football season rolls around, but that's way off in the future. For right now, every Sunday night at 10:30 Eastern time, you can catch us here at therealnewsonline.com. For Justin Cook, Mike Hall, I'm Brian Stavely, and we are out of here. Thank you, guys.